If you're a history nut and love nothing more than a blast from the past, stay tuned for this next segment. Now, you may have heard of us previously on the that the Carriage Works and the City of Sydney are holding an exciting exhibition, 1917, The Great Strike, to commemorate the centenary of one of Australia's largest industrial conflicts. The exhibition will feature historical objects, commissioned artworks, and archival photographs that are sure to transport you to another age. Here to talk to us about this exciting event is historian of the City of Sydney and co-curator of the exhibition, Layla Elmus. Welcome to the show, Layla.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. So, for those of us who don't know, do you mind briefly telling us a little bit about what happened during the Great Strike of 1917 and why it's so important today?
Sure. So the Great Strike started on the 2nd of August 1917, and it started at the Randwick tram sheds and then spread to other railway workshops, most notably the Everleigh Railway Workshops, which is today home to Carriage Works. The strike started because the workers objected to the introduction of what was known as the time card system. So this was a new way of monitoring worker productivity, and so introduced a whole new level of oversight into the workplace, which I guess people felt was, you know, micromanaging.
Yeah. Could you compare it to something that's happened recently?
Oh, look, that's a tricky one. I guess the thing is that in terms of strike action, we have a very different industrial, you know, situation these days. So it is actually quite hard to compare. I think when we protest today, it's not usually about our working conditions. It's usually about sort of broader social and political issues. So I guess the thing that's about this strike that was quite significant was that it was a strike that started in these workplaces but then spread to other industries and then had a lot of social protest which accompanied it. So there were up to 100,000 people on the weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, marching through the streets of Sydney and gathering in the Domain. Right. So it is a bit sort of hard to compare today because, you know, we don't really have a lot of people that are unionised these days, whereas historically, 100 years ago, we did.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I believe a young Ben Chifley was a young train driver at the time and one of the many strikers. He obviously went on to be Labor Prime Minister in the 40s.
That's right. So he was working on the Bathurst line. He was an engine driver. And he said later in life that his experience in the 1917 strike led him from becoming a humble railway engine driver to become the Prime Minister of this country. So one of the outcomes of the strike was that it politicised people, particularly people in the working classes. So not only did we have Ben Chifley, but there was also one of the premiers of New South Wales, Joe Carl. You might know the Carl Expressway.
Oh, yeah.
He was also one of the people that went on strike and was politicised by his experiences, and also a guy called Eddie Ward, and there is actually a park in Surry Hills which bears his name. But he was also not only a local council member, an alderman on the council, but he also went on to serve in federal parliament for 3 decades and was a bit of a mover and shaker. So, you know, and there were actually just a handful of the people that went on to have a political career.
Yeah, so a few, I guess, famous people were part of this strike.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, so it's 1917, we're sort of talking pretty much, well, toward the end of World War One.
That's right.
Did the government employ emergency powers and bring in the military, or how did it work at that time?
How did that work? Well, the government did actually have some special constables who were sort of keeping, I guess, law and order. But the way that they, worked against the strikers was to bring in strike breakers. So they actually had around 7,000 people that came from regional areas usually, but also some private schools and Sydney University. They actually came to break the strike. So they were housed in different camps that were set up at Moor Park and the cricket ground there, and also at Taronga Zoo. They had these special camps for these people that were brought in to effectively break the strike, and they did that by doing the jobs of the striking people, mainly men.
Okay. These strike breakers, was there ever like any sort of violence towards the strikers or vice versa? Was there any?
There was a bit of biffo.
Yeah.
I mean, you sort of hear, we have in the exhibition, there's a bit of oral history testimony, which was recorded in the 1980s. And so people do talk about there being violence or threats of violence between those two parties. And you can imagine that would have been the case. But in terms of the way that the strike played out in terms of the protest movement and things like that, there wasn't a lot of violence on that front. So it would have been probably really confined to the pickets and a bit of scuffles and things, you know, in back streets and all of that. But there was also, you know, of course, I need to mention there was actually a shooting. So there was actually a murder of a striker by a strike breaker.
Wow.
Yeah. So there was a guy called Mervyn Ambrose Flanagan who was shot through the heart up on Bridge Road in Camperdown. So that, of course, that is, you know, a high point of violence. Was a result of the strike as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the exhibition itself. How does the exhibition capture this significant moment in history through its displays?
Well, there's two key elements of the exhibition. So one is the historical information. So there's, you know, there's a film that was made at the time which has been reconstructed. We've got images, we've got oral history, interviews, snippets. We've got trade union banners, which are absolutely stunning, and that's a reason alone to go and see them at Carriage Works. But the other thing that we've got is actually artworks. So five contemporary artists were commissioned to produce contemporary works that responded to some of the themes and historical resonances of the strike. And they're really beautiful artworks as well, and they really respond very strongly to the history of the strike and then also some of the the contemporary resonances. So they've really thought about what it means today.
That sounds very interesting. You obviously put a lot of this together. How did you find accumulating all this historical evidence?
I'm a historian. I've been doing research for a long time, and I'm like a bit of a terrier. So, we've been working on the exhibition. So I've been working with Nina Mile from Carriage Works. So she's really looked after the artists and the artworks. And it's been a really collaborative effort between us to do this. But, you know, in order to get loans and things like that, it sort of takes a long time to do that. So you've got to sort of negotiate the loans and the paperwork and all of that sort of stuff. So that's been a kind of a long process, and I think some of the items we've got are pretty extraordinary, and it's a really great opportunity to see them there at Carriage Works.
Yeah, definitely. And finally, do you feel it's important to commemorate the mistreated workers from this notable time?
Yeah, I think it's really important to think about, for a lot of Sydney siders, there are forebears. So we got to sort of, think about what they lived through and what their experiences were. This was wartime. These are people that stayed on the home front, and it wasn't just the workers themselves. It was the whole family unit who were affected by the strike, often negatively. And so I think Sydney was a very different place, and I think it just gives us that opportunity to reassess the legacy of what they were standing up for, and also just to think about what Sydney is now and what it was then.
Yeah, it sounds very interesting. Thank you so much for your time, Layla.
No pleasure.
And we'll put up a link on our website so people can go. It finishes the end of August, 27th.
Yeah, yeah. So there's plenty of time. At the end of August, and we've got a community day on the 5th of August, which is a Saturday, and everyone is welcome to come along to that as well.
Brilliant. We'll put the links up on our website.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Layla.
Thank you, then.
Bye.
Bye.
So the Great Strike exhibition is currently open for free to the public until the 27th of August at the Carriage Works in Everleigh.